Melchior's Fire by Jack L. Chalker. 1. Scientists die for love. In 20 years of exploring strange worlds and seeking out some kind of indication that possibly humanity wasn't alone, Randy Keeson had never found any signs of any alien civilizations, past, present, or future. But she had found a number of human ones. Perhaps it was because only human beings were both adaptable enough and insane enough to settle even the armpits of the universe that they were surviving at all. This was a particularly ugly place, all gray and white, with constant winds whipping a fine sand against any exposed parts of the body. In most places where there was this kind of sandblasting, there had at least been great natural carvings out of the rock. But the ugly pillars and squat, black, twisted forms created here were more reminiscent of a ghastly entryway to hell than of the kind of unique beauty that would have drawn tourists and preservationists back in the old days when spaceships had been plentiful and space travel relatively cheap. But there was water here, not on the surface, but not far underground, and in great quantities, filtered by the rock and sand base into a mineral-rich freshness that would nourish almost anything you wanted to plant. And so humans had come here in better times to set up vast enclosed hydroponic farms and draw the rich water and its minerals and make it explode into life. Just by standing there and staring down at the flat plain with the ruins of those great automated farms, she could imagine how it had all looked at its peak, even though it was before her time. Just so much junk now. Highly automated surface farming was impossible now. They had manufactured no spare parts here, nor had they the means and materials to innovate beyond a certain level. When the pumps went and the power supplies finally wore out, and the spare parts for the robotic monitors were gone, there had been nobody to bring them more. Nobody to trade the rich and probably exotic high-demand delicacies they had raised here for what they needed.
There are some places even people can't manage after a while, huh, Doc? A man's voice commented near her.
Perhaps, she responded. But I wouldn't put it past some remnants to have made it here. Perhaps in caves or underground. They knew what was happening and they had time to plan. I don't know what shape they'd be in after all these years. But I wouldn't be shocked to find some pockets here and there. People living in sheltered areas and somehow getting by. It wouldn't be much of a life, but back on old Earth and in several worlds out here, we've seen people get by with less. In deserts so hot and dry, they'd boil your brains. And in areas so cold that you'd swear nothing could find enough food and warmth. Keep that in mind, all of you, when we go down there. We don't want any ugly surprises. And we're not exactly in the business of giving poor, stuck farmers a ride.